USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After being convicted of murdering George Floyd, former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been sentenced to more than 22 years in prison. He was convicted a few months ago. The attorney for the family of George Floyd, Ben Crump, wants Congress to pass the package with police reform. A bipartisan group of lawmakers began working on that 24 hours ago.
This should not be the exception when a black person is killed by brutality by police. It should be the norm.
George Floyd's family spoke, including his daughter and his brother Terrence.
The way we got here is because of our fight and your fight together. Y'all hit the streets. We thankful for y'all. I'm overwhelmed.
Chauvin still faces federal charges. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The governor of Georgia is speaking out against the DOJ's lawsuit over their new voting laws. USA Radio's Tim Berg has this.
Governor Brian Kemp is calling the Justice Department's lawsuit over Georgia's election law baseless. He says the Biden administration is weaponizing the DOJ because a national vote measure went down to defeat in the Senate.
We are not backing down. I am not backing down. And I can tell you that Joe Biden, Stacey Abrams, and Merrick Garland don't scare me.
The Republican governor also calling the DOJ lawsuit unconstitutional and claimed the new law expands Georgia voting even more so than New York, New Jersey, and Biden's home state of Delaware.
President Biden has signed a law designating the site of the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, Florida, as a national memorial. He signed the legislation during a White House ceremony flanked by lawmakers, survivors of the shooting, and LGBTQ leaders. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The death toll from the collapse of an oceanfront condominium tower near Miami Beach rose to 4, with about 159 people unaccounted for as crews continued to search the debris for survivors. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said about 120 people had been accounted for, but stressed that the numbers remain fluid. Authorities said at least 4 died in the sudden collapse of the 12-story Champlain Towers in Surfside. President Biden approved an emergency declaration that will provide federal aid to the area. The Homeland Security Department and Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, are authorized to help coordinate disaster relief efforts with local officials. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis issued a state of emergency for Miami-Dade County. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett said he hopes for more than just fiscal assistance and manpower. Authorities are looking into the cause of the collapse, which sent half of the tower crashing to the ground in just seconds. Microsoft is offering a new look at Windows 11. USA Radio's Lance Pry has this.
The new version changes both the look of the operating system as well as its underlying business model, as well as supporting Android apps for the first time. Windows has been steadily losing market share on the desktop, which itself has lost prominence to smartphones. Windows 11 only supports 64-bit processors, and there will be no 32-bit versions. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.